Today on The Exchange, I'm talking with Bruce Elliott, a professor of history who likes to find unusual aspects to share with his students. He'll be doing that in a class beginning tomorrow at Santa Rosa Junior College on shady characters in history. Who are they and how did you choose them?
I've got an all-star cast. You could call it a rogues gallery. And we start with Bacchus, we go to Cleopatra, then we go to Caravaggio, Casanova, and George Sand in France, and Oscar Wilde in England. And how I pick these figures is that they're each figures who really challenged the respectability of their times, the status quo of their times.
They were troublemakers.
They're troublemakers, and also they're innovators. Each one of these figures, in many ways, you could say, was way ahead of their time. And something about them is when you look at their lives, you learn a lot about the society. Because, okay, when they're pushing the boundaries, it gives you a sense of what the nature of these societies are.
In many cases, these are names that we know without having a whole lot of a detail to attach to them, maybe a bad movie or two.
Yeah, usually you don't have the background, or if you have any background, like with a movie or two, it's not much in terms of historical accuracy. These movies are not put together by historians usually. They're put together by dramatists. So if you want the real story, then it's useful to have a historian present it.
Do you have to do a special kind of research to present them in this way?
I would say yes. You read a lot about them, but I think in many ways part of it is taking them into you, into yourself. I've done a certain amount of theater, and that's true with theater also, taking a character inside yourself. So it's not that I'm doing an impersonation when I'm doing, say, a class on Casanova, but it's more like the flavor of the times. You know, I kind of take it on. Sometimes I'll even dress a little bit in the period of each of these figures.
You appear in costume, effectively.
Yes, I appear in costume, yes.
How does that work for Cleopatra?
Well, you know, that's a little awkward. But so I have to be more like an associate of Cleopatra. And
is this a course you've done before?
This is a course I've done. I did this class at Stanford, and I did it at Berkeley, and also at Sonoma State.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. Unfortunately, there's still a little bit of time left to sign up.
Good, yes. It's just tomorrow. The class begins tomorrow evening, and it's at Newman Auditorium on the Santa Rosa JC campus, and we'll have lots of images and lots of history, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Bruce Elliott, thanks very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Bruce.